They said you called and you were perfectly nice, a real pearl that needed a bite. White knuckled mum in the passenger seat, the home invaded, trying to sleep. About unclaimed mail felt like a deadly lit candle left up in a room. An old piece of currency for a dollar at the open market. You had the best car in the street, but there was nowhere to park it. And you said, I can't do this anymore, I can't do this anymore. We let our patterns and bad behaviors take over. I'm no longer keeping score. Level-headedness has made way for a disastrous love. I know it, you know it.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 616. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Stella Donnelly from Perth in Australia. The song was called How Was Your Day? It's on her new album, Flood, which came out August 26th on Secretly Canadian. The new album's good. It's a little mellow. I think I like the last one better, but that song is quirky and fun, so we'll just go with that one. If you're enjoying the sounds of nature, well, I'm sitting on a back porch at a relative's house trying to get a podcast in for you, even though I'm in the middle of a family reunion. That's dedication, folks. I got lots of music for you this week. Let's play one on Shoulder Season. This song is called Giant.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from The Prize from Melbourne, Australia. The song's called Don't Know You, and that's on a four-song EP called Wrong Side of Town that came out September 2nd on Anti-Fade Records. I believe that's available on 7-inch. I picked that up digitally because shipping in Australia, all that stuff. It's just excellent power pop, twin guitar attack, and you know I love that. Before that, we heard from Natalie Sweet and Brad Marino. That song is called Second Time, and it's the A-side of a 7-inch that just came out August 26th. Retta Records and Rumbar Records had something to do with that one. Brad's based out of Rochester, New Hampshire, and Natalie Sweet somewhere in California. I bet south. And that's just what you would expect from those two people. Excellent power pop, a little punky, good stuff. And then we started that set off with Shoulder Season from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The song I played was Giant. That's on a six-song single called Not the Time. Self-released, digital only. You can find that on Bandcamp. Came out May of this year. And again, an excellent record there. So three winners there in a row. And I guess we feel lucky. I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. And we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music here. This is the Happy Somethings with Forward Now.
Thank you.
So sweet, I think my teeth hurt, and I like it. We just heard from the Piggies from Kobe, Japan. The song is called Tell Me. and that's on a 6-song EP called And Now, which came out in 2021 on Waterslide Records in Japan and Monster Zero in Europe, but it's just been released by Bloated Cat here in the U.S. You can get that one in a variety of formats, I think. Just digital for me, though. Sad. Before that, we heard from Ryan Allen with the song Count With Me. That's on his EP, I'm Not Mean, which he put out January 22nd of this year. Just a self-released, digital-only Bandcamp thing from that Detroit artist there. He does jangle so well on that EP, and that song there is just delightful, isn't it? And then we started that set off with the Happy Somethings from Derbyshire in the UK. The song was called Forward Now, and it's on the compilation Running Away, which Subjangle just put out July 29th of this year. It's a long compilation. I think it was available on CD, though you can also get that digitally. Just a collection of the band's work from their entire career, which is new to me, so it's a great way to introduce myself to that band. Anyway, we're out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 616. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. There's lots of things coming up in September. We've got LJ and the Sleaze at the Easy Inn on the 7th, or Nidosphere is playing at the Farewell that night. That Wet Leg gig that was the 9th of September has been moved way out to like December or something. On the 10th, we got Get Up Kids playing at Lemonade Park. Stack lineup there, like 7 bands all day long. Should be lots of fun. On the 11th, Spitter is playing at 2232. Yes, a tiny basement show and a big black metal band. On the 12th, we have Moonspell at the Granada. Also, William Elliott Whitmore at the Bottleneck. Or Chad Rex is playing at the Minibar. On the 13th, Sunny Day Real Estate at the Liberty. Testament is at the Truman. On the 14th, Jimmy Eat World is at the Uptown. Or Surfboard is at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Vitreous Humor is at the Bottleneck. Or Cretan 66 is at the Brick. Old people, figure out where you belong there. On the 17th, Pell Waves at the Record Bar. On the 19th, Cigarette Bums at Club Sandwich. That should be a good show. Pavement is at the Uptown on the 20th. Melvin's the 20th at the Record Bar. 21st, we have Built a Spill at the Granada. Or North by North at Club Sandwich. 22nd, Of Montreal at the Granada. 23rd, Gaslight Anthem coming to the Midland. I should work on getting tickets for that one. On the 23rd, Dan Jones is playing at the Velo Garage. 24th, Dinosaur Jr. is at the Truman. 24th, The Bishops is at the Brick. 24th is also Nidosphere at Farewell. Can't get enough of that band. And 25th, Sick Thoughts at the Farewell. 26th is also Emmeline Twist at the Minibar. 27th, we have The Cult coming to the Uptown. It's been a long time since I saw that band. Opening for Billy Idol on the Whiplash Smile Tour. So I don't know, where does that put us? 88, something like that? Anyway, looking at the website, only one new thing out there. There's photos and videos and my thoughts of the Camp Childress, Daniel Gum, Blast Monkeys, and Cola Guards show. There'll be other things up there soon. I've written a lot, just not posted yet. So pop on the website, see what entertains you. I got time for one track left here for you. And we're going to spooky, it is start of spooky season, right? This is the new Diamond Glass. The piece is called Broken Gargoyles, and it's broken up into two sides. I'm going to play an excerpt from side one called Mutilatus. It's a treatise on war and the violence that we do and the bad after effects of it. It just came out on Intervenal Sound Op, and it is available in all formats, but I think it probably needs to be played on vinyl and really loud in a dark room. So we'll start your spooky season off right here. This is Diamond Glass with Broken Gargoyles 1, Mutilatus. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
your earnings diligently. Thank you, my good, for your spending as they endeavor your evolving scenes. Says it's one of your good women with your spice. You work to make known.
Sich den Bauch, den Lohn lädt.